This is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, well, you monkey, you're listening on the SNS Network. Stay tuned or you will feel. Bang!
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash is listening on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
This is Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, Mr. Hall of Fame, 2011, and you are listening on SNS Radio Network. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be here.
Hey, you listen on the SNS Network, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
The world is listening.
This is Rob Van Dam.
What's going on? This is Kazarian.
And this is the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
This is Cowboy James Storm. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
This is TNA World Heavyweight Champion Bobby Roode.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to TNA Chat Live. Welcome to TNA Chat Live on the SNS Radio Network. Here's your host, the outlaw of the IWC.
Don't piss me off!
The Trey Dog.
Once again, the TNA Chat Live. I am your interim host, the Bronx Father, Tony Mirabella, coming at you from beautiful, well, at least halfway nice looking uptown New York. And tonight we saw TNA Impact, which, you know, I was thinking about this before the show. Impact seemed more to me like a go-home show tonight. I almost had to do a double take and say to myself, is the pay-per-view this weekend Bound for Glory? Do I need to be ready? And I'm like, no. No, it's not this Sunday. It is the following Sunday. But yet, TNA made tonight's show close a lot of loops. We found out at the end of Impact that it's going to be Bully Ray teaming up with Sting to go up against the two Aces and Eights members. Now, first it was going to be Mr. Anderson, but he got taken out in the back by Aces and Eights. And I'm glad. I like the fact that it's Bully Ray. I like the fact that we have that question in our heads where even Hulk Hogan said, you know, a leopard don't change his spots, or a zebra don't change his stripes, or, you know, I don't know, some guys don't change their underwear, but whatever Hogan said, he basically told Sting that you really can't trust this guy. But at the end, Bully Ray makes a plea to Hogan, says, I'll look out for your brother. I know Sting's your brother. These guys cost me the title, and I'm behind Sting 100%. That adds a big, big, big depth to this match, where if Bully Ray's going to screw Sting over, possibly come out as being a part of Aces and Eights, or we might get double swerved and maybe Bully will go the distance. But I kind of think at Bound for Glory, Aces and Eights is going to end up sticking around one way or another. I also like tonight they didn't shove Aces and Eights down our throats. They gave us a little of them in Joseph Park, who apparently was about to be electrocuted before they faded to black. And, of course, them attacking Mr. Anderson. That was about it. That's enough. That's good. Impact, a much better show this week than it was last week. But with that being said, let's find out what you guys thought of the show and or TNA in general. So the phone lines are now open.
Call now to talk TNA live. The number to call, 501-588-7957. That's 501-588-7957. TNA Chat Live.
All right, there you have it. So, guys, try to call in as early as possible. Want to try to get this bad boy done by 11:30? If not, well, I'll have to go a little longer if you guys call in. So let me know what you think. A lot of tensions building tonight on Impact between a couple of guys. Of course, you've got Kaz and Bryan Danielson. My God, what is wrong with me? Kaz and Christopher Daniels basically starting some shit between AJ and Kurt Angle, making some dissension going on there. But right now we have a phone call on the line. Welcome to TNA Chat Live. Who's this?
Yo, what's going on, bro? This is Latino 718.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, not much, not much. I got to say, this week's edition of Impact was better than last week's. Solid show overall. Definitely like the ending of the show. Kind of glad Anderson is not the partner for Sting. I kind of have a theory of who might be the leader of Aces and Eights. And, I mean, let's face it, it's pretty obvious that Bully Ray, he's going to turn on Sting during the match. But yeah. I feel that for some reason that maybe Bully is the actual leader of Aces and Eights.
Well, it could. I don't know if they'll go that far. Well, maybe you almost have to if he turns. If he turns, he's at the very least a top guy in Aces and Eights. When they first said it was going to be Anderson, I was like, and don't get me wrong, I like Mr. Anderson. It's nothing against him. He just doesn't fit in this storyline. Bully Ray fits much, much, much better. And I'm glad. I like the way they turned it around, too. So, I mean, I'm happy as well.
Yeah, well, for me, Anderson, to me, he's just stale. I personally don't give a fuck about him anymore. He's not relevant in wrestling, period, in my opinion. But, yeah, I just feel like, to me, I think I just see Bully as, like, he's the man behind it. I know we saw the confrontation between Hogan and quote-unquote Bischoff, but I feel that Bischoff is the... He's just the man that... He's just the man speaking for the whole group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. Anyways, about King Mo, you know, it's interesting to see how it went down. I didn't mind the way they introduced King Mo to the Impact. I thought it was good.
Right.
But it's interesting to see because yesterday he had a press conference, and he mentioned on the press conference that he's only going to be, as far as for what I heard, he's only going to be around for October, because starting in November, he's going to start training for his MMA debut in Bellator next year. And he also said that after his fight, he's going to go back to OVW to continue training. So it looks like we might not see King Mo in the ring, maybe by in the spring or summer, somewhere around that time next year.
Well, I mean, at least they're making sure that he's properly trained. I think what they're using him for works as a special enforcer. It especially makes you think about how tonight he was all buddy-buddy with Cowboy James Storm. But now, of course, Robert Roode started shit with him. But still, we've seen this formula in wrestling so many times where you have an enforcer who's solidly with the heel or an enforcer who's solidly with the babyface, and then they end up turning at the pay-per-view. Who knows? I could even see a thing where maybe everyone thinks, you know, Taz even said it tonight. Well, what's this? You know, him and James Storm having a beer, shaking hands. You could even see maybe King Mo turn around and screw James Storm.
Yeah, that could happen. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And the last thing, I kind of like the segment between Al Snow and Joey Ryan. I thought it was a good way to build up their match at the pay-per-view. And I hope they put some kind of stipulation where if Al loses, Joey Ryan gets a contract with TNA.
Yeah, I think they're going to go down that route. Ryan, I mean, I couldn't, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of shocked at the heat that he got when he came out tonight. I mean, we know it's the Impact Zone, but still, I'm like, holy shit. You know, he's got the freaking Zima Ion heat, this guy. So yeah. I think you basically have no choice. Is it just me, or does he remind you of a young Jimmy Hart?
A little bit.
Yeah, just with the sunglasses, the beard.
Yeah.
He can be a real asshole when he wants to be, and he's doing a good job. So, yeah, I think he's going to be around to stay. They're probably going to work that in, because don't forget, next week's Impact is the go-home show, even though, like mm-hmm. I said, it seemed like tonight was a go-home show. But maybe they'll add that next week. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, Joe Ryan, he does a pretty good job as a heel in the indie scene, and I'm pretty sure he'll do well if he wins the match at the pay-per-view. All right, Bronx, that's about it. I'll talk to you next time.
All right, man. Take care. Thanks, Latino.
All right, man.
All right. One drops off. That opens up the phone lines for anyone else who'd like to call in. But, you know, going back to some other things that we saw tonight that were interesting, they showed Matt Morgan attacking a referee. And basically, Bruce is saying, well, why the hell is this being allowed? Why is security letting this guy in? You know, he hasn't been with TNA for months. Well, you know, this can't happen. So finally, they're acknowledging this on TV. Who knows? Maybe even Matt Morgan could have something to do with Aces and Eights. There's still a lot of questions open, which is a good thing. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And there are still some things going into the pay-per-view that we don't know about. There are some possibilities that are open. This pay-per-view is just you have to speculate what's going to happen. I'm looking forward to Bound for Glory. I can't wait. And I can't keep this person waiting any longer either. Caller, you're live on TNA Chat Live.
Hey, Bronx, it's Anthony.
What's up, man?
I got to say, Impact was better than last week's, which, no offense, was not hard to do, but I mentioned this to you in the chat earlier. What happens if Bruce Pritchard somehow is getting involved with this whole Joey Ryan thing?
Well, it could be. I mean, I don't know. It could be. I mean, at first, what we thought we were ending up getting was Al Snow just having to be like, you know, like he was saying to him, you know, you're just a punk. You do everything that they tell you to do backstage. And Ryan's just digging into him. And then the fool signs a contract without reading it. Rule number one, never do that. And Al Snow gets the last laugh. So I was okay with the way that went down.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Because maybe in the way they're going to have this on the previous pay-per-view, because it's like, really, this is like their WrestleMania or one of the bigger ones. So I'm like, you want to put this match in? But, hey, they can do something real good. Maybe have Matt Morgan get involved, because they just started mentioning him on TV, so.
Well, and not only that, like I said earlier when I was talking to Latino, the heat.
You were talking to a Latino?
Latino 718. Stop being a wise ass or I'll hang up on you. The heat that this guy got when he came out, I mean, you would think he's been a heel in the company for 5 fucking years.
Yeah, it was like one of those. He's not just they give him heat because he's a bad guy. It's just probably a heat that they just don't like him legit.
Right.
He said threw it on Long Island. Speaking of Ion, what the heck? They just gave him a one-minute match. All I'm saying, that's probably just the continued establishment of him injuring people.
Yeah, you know.
They're coming to get you.
Yep. They're not happy. Apologize for that. But when you're in a crime-ridden area, there's nothing you can do. Anyway, getting back to what you were saying, my thing about it is, you know, I don't mind them throwing in this match at Bound for Glory because this has been something that they've been building up to for a few weeks. But I just see Al Snow losing at the pay-per-view. I see Joey Ryan going over simply because that would probably be the only good way to keep him in the company. You know, if he goes over, then he can say, look, I've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt I deserve a permanent contract. So in the storyline, I think that's what has to happen. And I know Al Snow, been around a while. He'll have no problem putting the guy over.
Hell yeah. And I'm glad they had an TV title match, and they're going to have one at Bound for Glory. And that match at the pay-per-view has a story behind it. So that's another good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. I mean, you know, tonight, Samoa Joe against RVD, my God. I mean, that was a great just back-and-forth match between these two guys. And it always amazes me how athletic fucking Joe is. I mean, for a guy, Joe's probably, I'm about the same size as Joe. I'm overweight, okay? I'll put it to you that way. But I couldn't do a tenth of the shit that he does. It's just ridiculous.
That's true. And I'm just wondering if they're going to they got a bunch of these main eventers or high-tier guys that still don't have on the pay-per-view. So I'm not surprised they do some kind of like battle royal for it or something. Because they don't have RVD in it. I'm surprised they don't. They're just going to be smoking some pot in behind the backstage or something.
Yeah, and it looks like, I mean, I'm wondering how long they're going to make this, you know, are they going to storyline this that Anderson is out for a while? Or is he going to be back in time? I mean, that's something else. Because from what it looked like, he just got basically taken out.
Yeah, I was even going like, Bully sounds like the only real guy they can put in with Sting. Because no offense, Anderson's let's say he's near that main event status, but it's not like, wow, Bully's more fitting in that spot. So if they swerve it, fine, works. If not, that works anyways as well. Because let's say Sting just accidentally screws him over and Bully just beats the crap out of Sting. And they just have a few outside of the aces and eights.
Yeah, I could see that too, but you're right. Definitely, I agree. Bully is definitely a better fit for that. Anderson, he's been a babyface for a while now. He's not a guy who you would say, maybe he'll turn on Sting. No, it works. It works so much better with Bully. I agree with that. That to me is the one of many things I'm looking forward to at Bound for Glory, just to see what happens. Is Ray going to turn? Is he not? You know, who's going to go over? I think it'll be aces and eights, but you never know.
True. And or another thing is, let's say at the pay-per-view, suddenly Sting's attacked and he's unable to compete. So they get somebody else for Bully to team up with and bring back Abyss.
Yeah. That's definitely possible.
And lastly, King Mo. It's a good idea to bring him in, get some more media buzz behind the pay-per-view. But please don't have him get really involved in this match, because Storm and Rude can have a great match as it is. If they have him really involved, it's going to be like, what the hell? Do something like they did with Mike Tyson during WrestleMania 14.
Well, see, the thing is, this is basically a street fight. So my thing is, why do you need an enforcer? I mean, anything goes. I mean, basically, you're going to assume he's not the ref. He's an enforcer. You're going to have a regular ref who's just going to count 1, 2, 3. That's his only job in this match. King Mo is going to get involved a little bit, but I don't think they're going to make it overshadow the match because, you know, these two guys, when they go at it, it's always a great match. They're not going to, I would hope, you always have to hope in wrestling, not guarantee anything, that they won't let King Mo overshadow this match. I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, because like I said, Bound for Glory, more times than not, they have a great show. I don't remember them ever having a bad Bound for Glory. I mean, there was the whole first one that was supposed to be Nash in the main event, but he got injured, so they had to put in Rhino in the last second. But as a whole, Bound for Glory is more times than not, they're big, good pay-per-view. So here's hoping they continue that record.
Yeah, and they're putting it over as such. You know, like also what they're doing with Jeff and Austin Aries, that the two of them are just like, you know, Aries just is jealous and doesn't trust Jeff. And you know, tonight the crowd helped that storyline because they were booing the shit out of Aries for a while. Look, Jeff Hardy's still over. And, you know, yeah, you know, the fans love the guy. They love him to death. So he's gonna go into this as the baby face. And depending on which way this match goes, again, I'm not sure. I can see why you'd put the title on Jeff Hardy because he's your biggest draw right now. But if Aries is gonna go heel, I'd rather him keep the title and have Jeff chase a little longer. But Anthony, I got someone else waiting in the wings, my friend. Thank you so much for calling. Have a good weekend, bro.
You too. See ya.
Take care, buddy. Well, all right, getting lit up tonight. Thank you guys. This is very, very nice. We have another caller on the line and you are live.
Hi, Bronx, this is Canadian Bavarian.
What's up, man?
All right, I know it's TNA, I don't know why I'm talking about any of the other company. I just want to ask you a quick question, and I'll let it go. You know all this talk about the other company's video game coming out, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that TNA will ever come up with their own video game again?
Well, you know, guys like JJ and the Sensational Sequel, they'd be better off answering that, but from what I heard, And I will take JJ's word for it, because JJ said a while back that he did buy the first TNA game that came out, and it's basically sitting on his shelf. It wasn't very good and it wasn't very successful. The thing is, depending on what company does it, I mean, THQ is right now, you know, they're your expert at making, you know, wrestling video games. What other company can make a first wrestling game that's going to be anything like, you know, SmackDown versus Raw or, you know, WWE 13? It's not going to happen. They might come out with one. They have that handheld game out, which I haven't played yet, but a full-fledged video game, depending on what company does it, that'd be a better question actually for Sean or JJ. I really don't know.
Because I was thinking, because as TNA talk, I'm not really, as you know, in my letter that I wrote in last week or this week on WNL, which I really apologize, and you didn't mean to make it sound like a douchebag or anything. But anyway, I just want to say that I really hope one day that they make a game of it, because I really want to play as AJ Styles, one of my favorite wrestlers, and Samoa Joe, like you're saying. And it sounds like TNA sounds like it's getting really good.
Well, I mean, they're having their ups and downs. You know, we mentioned it last week's Impact. I'll agree with those who say it wasn't the best. It really wasn't. For me, it was an off show. They made up for it tonight. I think tonight they did an excellent job. I'm the type of person, I kind of like to have the backstage shit and the camera segments kept to a minimum and just have some good solid wrestling matches, and they did that tonight, and they blocked it very well, where the backstage segments that they did have didn't overwhelm you, because there was some good wrestling tonight.
Well, I know it's still, at least you can say a real Canadian call-in, not a fake. Sorry, JJ. See you every night.
You want to get the wrath of that guy, which is like something that...
Oh, Bronx, I I'm pretty sure JJ's listening to this. I'm planning to get an Xbox so that matchup I've been talking about does happen. Sooner or later, I'll be getting an Xbox. I really want to play JJ on a match against him and his car.
Well, I mean, you heard the shit he talks to Farley. You got to be careful because, you know, JJ will hack the game somehow where during a match he can shoot you in the kneecaps and then you'll be really screwed.
Well, the scary thing is I'm now away from him, so I don't know what to say.
Well.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
If he's in driving distance, I'd tone it down. I don't know where you live in respect to him, but.
I just say, and Bronx, I hope you and JJ have fun at the event. I won't even say the event because it's a TNA show, but you know what event I'm talking about.
Right. Well,
so
we'll
have a good night.
We're definitely going to hook up. All right, man. You have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I'll take one more phone call before the break. If you want to call in, please do so. And, you know, it's the King Mo thing. Now that I hear this news, which I'll admit to all of you, I didn't hear until now that he's not going to be able to stick around. He's an attraction. I mean, that's basically it. He's an attraction. And especially with, you know, MMA coming on after TNA Impact, it's, you know, it's somebody who's relevant. I don't mind them bringing him in for the pay-per-view. I think it's, you know, a way to get maybe some people to buy it, some MMA fans. You know, Trey talked to King Mo, of course. If you haven't heard that interview, go look it up. And he seems like a guy who's really a wrestling fan. He's into it. He knows a lot of wrestling history. He proved his knowledge during that interview and how over a lot of guys are with him in the wrestling business. So, you know, it's cool that he's there, and I don't think he'll be overutilized at all. Another thing that got to me tonight was all the freaking tension there are between guys. You know, like AJ and Kurt, some tension between them. Of course, we've got a lot of tension between Jeff Hardy and Austin Aries, but they're facing each other. We got a lot of friends now who are doubting each other. We got Hogan telling Sting that he doubts his choice of Bully Ray at first. We've got, you know, tag teams kind of at each other's throats. It's so reminiscent of like an NWO-esque feel where these guys should all be thinking about aces and eights, and Zema Ion at his asshole best basically says, I don't even bother asking me. I don't give a damn. I'm too damn pretty. I'm too, you know, important to worry about aces and eights. And he just came off as a total ass, and he's great at it. I give the guy a lot of credit. He's got heat with me, and it's storyline heat, of course, but he's a great heel. Great. And this whole angle of him injuring people, of course, that goes off where he really did injure somebody. But you know what? Wrestling history, you take real life, no matter how bad something is, if you can make money off it and put it in a storyline, damn it, by God, you do it. With that said, we're going to take our commercial break right now. Thanks to everyone who has called. Please call in again after the break. We'll be right back with more TNA Chat Live right here on the SNS Radio Network.
We'll be back with more TNA Chat Live with the Trey Dog on the SNS Radio Network.
One more shot.
JJ6A.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is
JJ6.
The most interesting man in the world.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library.
and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right, you heard me. His blood smells like cologne. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
JJ6A.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I listen to Wrestling News Live. Stay thirsty, my friends. Stay thirsty.
Let's go to our ring announcer.
Wrestling fans, your ring announcer here, Sean Beckerman, and I'm proud to present to you the Pro Wrestling Nostalgia Podcast that's taking the IWC by storm beyond the bell. On each edition, we cover a different theme, taking you back in time to relive the greatest and worst in professional wrestling. We go behind the mic, where you will get backstage stories from the perspective of a pro wrestling ring announcer on the independent circuit. Find out what it was like to announce some of the greatest stars in pro wrestling history and the funny stories behind the scenes. And we wrap it all up with old school wrestling music. So tune in to Beyond the Bell each and every week on the SNS Radio Network. And I'll see you at the matches. It's go time.
This is TNA Chat Live on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you want a break from the day-to-day ins and outs of the WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor? Do you like talk radio that pulls no punches? And do you like your sci-fi and fantasy? Well, tune in to the Elite Force Podcast each and every midweek with Chuck W. And each weekend with William Walkie Walker and Mindwipe. Exclusively on the SNS Radio Network and the Chris Jones Gaming Network. Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
What's up, guys and gals? This is Sensational Sequel, Sensational Sean, right here with you. You can catch myself and Ashley, yes, that is his name, on The Open Book every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll catch us doing video games, The Open Book, Fantasy eFest, and movie and entertainment news. So check us out every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time at snsradionetwork.com. Come check us out.
Welcome back to TNA Chat Live with the Trey Dog on the SNS Radio Network.
Everybody, we're back with TNA Chat Live here on the SNS Radio Network, and the phone lines are still open. You can call in if you wish. A little bit of a news story here that kind of affects, well, may indirectly affect TNA. Earlier Thursday morning, the Huffington Post verified the existence of the Hulk Hogan sex tape that we all heard about earlier on in the year. If you don't know what's going on, apparently somebody without Hulkster knowing filmed him having sex with somebody. Now, there were some real blurry, messed up stills released, but celebrity news site Gawker has published a short mashup of the nearly half-hour-long video, complete with a full account of what happens on the tape. So if that's something that appeals to you, check it out. But with that being said, we have an old but familiar voice on the line. Welcome to TNA Chat Live. Who's this?
Yeah, what up, man? It's the Pope.
What's up, Pope?
Not much, man. I apologize if I sound bad right now because I'm using this the Skype app on my iPhone, so I apologize in advance.
No, to me, actually, I don't know that they can tell us in chat. You sound fine.
But, dude, I seriously think we're being swerved by TNA.
Mm-hmm. How so? In what aspect?
You know, by the way they're playing it, you would think, it's someone unknown that's going to be the leader of Aces and A's. You think it's going to be Bully Ray, but I seriously think they're swerving us like they did last year. It's going to wind up being someone like Sting or Jeff Hardy or Austin Aries. They're going to wind up being the leader of Aces and A's.
Well, it would be something if it turned out to be someone like Sting or Hogan. I mean, if it's Hogan, everyone's going to bitch. If it's Sting, I think it would be absolutely brilliant. If it's Bully Ray, that works too. So they have a lot of possibilities.
It's just that TNA has, you know, disappointed me in the past with things they've done. Like when they were doing They, no one knew who they were going to be. Then when it came down, it was who we really didn't expect. So I'm thinking they could be trying to do it, get us again. It could be someone we never expected to be the leader of this group. Like they could be turning Jeff Hardy heel again, because right now I believe Austin Aries and Jeff Hardy's match is face versus face, and that's not something you see all too often in a main event match of this caliber. One of them's going to turn heel during that match. It all depends on who they go with, though.
Well, I mean, the fans definitely made their pick tonight. I mean, Aries was basically getting booed out of the freaking building. So, I don't see them swerving. Well, if they did swerve and make it Jeff, it wouldn't make any sense. I think you're dead put here on Aries, you know, being the heel. But you're right. I'll be the first to admit it. They've had a history, yes, of trying to kind of mind fuck us. And we'll have to see, but Aries is the one who's going to get booed in that match. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's kind of being the heel against his will here.
Well, when you have matches like this, face versus face, the fans usually do get behind one of the guys and boos the other one. Like during the I don't know if you remember RVD versus John Cena back at ECW One Night Stand 2006. They were both faces going into that match, but Cena was getting booed like crazy. So you can't say he played the heel, but the fans made him out to be the heel.
Right. I mean, even if you go back to when we had Hogan Rock, you know, Hogan's the NWO guy who basically nearly killed The Rock on a Raw previously, and he comes out and they're cheering the shit out of him. So, yeah, I mean, the fans have a lot of say in this. We'll have to see, but... And no matter how it turns out, you know, I'm looking forward to the match. I'm not sure who's going to go over, though. I mean, Aries has been a good champ, but when you got a guy like Jeff Hardy, who the fans love the hell out of, if he stays face, I think he gets that belt.
What I'm thinking right now, I'm going to go with Austin Aries. He's going to be the one that turns heel during the match, and that's going to lead him to keeping the title. And Jeff's going to keep chasing him for a while. That's more than likely what's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to turn heel and be the leader of Aces and Eights, but he will.
Now go on. Go on, Poe.
But Aries will be the one to turn heel. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. Are they just going to have him turn heel on his own, or they're going to have him turn heel and be the leader of Aces and Eights? So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it, how it's going to play out.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, when you leave a lot of open questions before a pay-per-view, guess what? It gets people to want to see it. So I can't blame them for that. I'm just wondering what they're going to do next week as a go-home show to top what they did tonight, because they really, you know, I know we've only got, you know, less than 2 weeks left, But they did a great job tonight of getting you stoked for the pay-per-view.
The only thing I really didn't like about the night was the last bit when they did the thing with Joseph Park. I really felt that was stupid and was going just a little bit over the edge.
Well, you know what it is we're supposed to suspend our disbelief, but not to the point where it insults our intelligence. My whole problem with this is, how do you have on television a guy held captive for 2-3 weeks now, and someone like the, the police not take notice, you know? Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, that is pushing the envelope a little bit much. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to allow Abyss to be worked into this somehow.
One of the things I've always enjoyed about TNA is that they did push the envelope when it comes to the brutality just a bit, but I actually liked it. I like it a lot, the brutality they show sometimes. Like, I don't know if you remember, but one episode of Impact, I think this was back before they got rid of the six-sided ring, when Christian Cage and Scott Steiner and Tom Coe and AJ Styles, when they pretty much just beat Abyss down and attacked him with that barbed wire bat, and he was just like bloodied all up.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely not running the show PG, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, older fans are into TNA. At least for me, it's that I get to see. I mean, I'll tell you right now, at this Bound for Glory, fight, and that's what I'm going to call it, between James Storm and Rude, it's going to be just that. You're going to see some wrestling moves, but they're setting this up as two guys who want to freaking kill each other. And they're going to let him go. You ain't going to have no doctor coming in to stop the bleeding. So that's, again, just another thing to look forward to at the pay-per-view. That's going to be an epic freaking match.
Yeah. And I think that Joey Ryan and Al Snow is going to be an interesting watch as well, because I can't remember exactly where I heard it or saw it, but Joey Ryan's gut check segment was apparently messed up or botched or something. I don't know what exactly that article said, but someone was supposed to vote a certain way and change their mind at the last minute and just did what they wanted to with voting. And that's how this whole thing with Joey Ryan got started. I don't know if he was supposed to get the contract or he was not supposed to get a contract. I don't know how it went, but something went wrong during that gut check segment. So I'm trying to think what they're going to do now with Joey Ryan, because he's good. I like his gimmick. Bringing sleaze back, it's awesome.
Yeah, me too. I like it too. And if it was a mistake, you know what? It was one of those mistakes that I think turned out for the better. But with that said, man, Pope, it's great to hear from you, man. I want to hear from you more often. I got some more people waiting in the wings. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Take care of yourself, bro. Call anytime.
All right, man. No problem.
Peace. All right. The Pope. I haven't heard from the Pope in a little bit. And we're still hearing from the Pope. Ah, there he goes. And that allows someone else to come on in. So come on in. Welcome to TNA Chat Live. Speak.
Hey, Terrence from DC.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, man. I gotta say, man, it was an excellent show tonight, man. I mean, if you really look at it, man, they covered every sort of angle that they had set for Bound for Glory. They sort of got their point across tonight more than they did last week. And it was a good show, man. And most importantly, man, it's after 11 o'clock now, and I'm not tired. But if I was watching Raw, I'd be sound asleep right about now, man. So, they keep you up and they keep you wanting more, man. So it was a good show.
Yeah, you know, you check the clock and you're like, oh, man, you know, it's an hour's gone by. And, yeah, I agree. It was a good show. I almost hesitate to make comparisons between the two companies, because it's just like they're two horses of such different colors. It's amazing. You know, there's really no comparison right now. It's just that one thing TNA is doing, if you want to be a hater and criticize them for everything else, the one thing you can't criticize them for, they're building the shit out of this pay-per-view.
Man, I mean, they building that summer gun, man, with bricks, mortar, and everything else, man. I mean, you look at what they did last night. They got the women over. They also laid another storyline layer in with Gail Kim coming in with possibly, you know, something with Terrence's boyfriend, Gail Kim's husband being a star. So they laid the foundation for that. I mean, they got the conspiracy now with the tag team now with his angle going to be, his head going to be in it, you know, and Daniels and Cass. They play that heel cause and dissension role so good, man. I mean, you know, those two, to me, with them and Bully Ray, they got to be the most two breakout stars that they've had this year, maybe besides Austin Aries. But those two, they do their thing in a sneaky type of way, you know. And look at what they did with the TV title. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, that TV title was deader than Jimmy Hoffa. And all of a sudden now you get a Joe and RVD match to say, hey, this is not going to be a title where every week is going to be Robbie E, Robbie T, and some other jabron jumping out there. We're going to make a compelling TV championship now. And you got to give them kudos for that. And just, you know, with the Bully Ray thing, and you don't know where Sting is at, you don't know where Bully's at. And then it swerves back to say, well, could Anderson be with this? So they, as you said earlier, they got everybody looking at each other, and they got people on edge. They don't know who to trust. And going into this pay-per-view, man, we might be shocked that it's not Bully Ray.
Yeah, it could be. There's a lot of guys they could throw in that spot, and it would work just as well. But, you know, Bully Ray came off tonight as, you know, he was being as sincere as he could be. I mean, if he does, you know, end up turning on Sting, just the way that he put it over tonight, where you almost for a second said, you know what? This guy means what he says. He really is passionate about this. And I love the way that he, you know, he knew he had Sting. And so he pitched to Hogan. You know what I mean? He pitched to Hogan. And at the end of the day, he and Hogan shook hands. But you could see Hogan was still like,
Right. Right. I mean, you just look at the work that Bully has been doing the last couple of weeks and basically almost the whole year, man. But he's really reinvented himself. And just the last few weeks alone, with last week and this week, you know, he's playing the role so good where you don't know, you know, because everybody now say he's a part of Ace, but they could swerve us. But, I mean, man, if it's him, then coming, you know, 2013, I mean, he's got a whole army behind him to win that world title. So, I mean, the bet money to say it's Bully Ray, but it wouldn't shock me if it was Sting. You know, I think that would turn the world upside down. But I think you give it to Bully because this will give him that next status, you know, to push him towards the world title. Even though he's there, but with the aces and eight behind him, it's almost a given that he's going to get that world title.
And not only that, you get a side story, because not only then do you have heat between Sting and Bully, but you're going to have Hogan say to Sting, listen, man, you know, I told you this shit was going to happen, and you decided to pick this guy anyway. That makes me question your judgment now.
Yes. And look at how they brought Matt Morgan in, where everybody was, you know, on the blogs, you know, everybody knew everything. Oh, why are they using Matt Morgan at a house show? Oh, woo-woo, TNA did that. And now today they rolled it all in, you know, with Bruce Pritchard, you know, bringing, what's his name, D'Lo Brown into it, saying, well, why did this happen? So they even packaged that in, and not a long way, but they squeezed it in to a point that you knew that was going on. And now you got to think, hey, Matt Morgan might pop in the Bound for Glory now. So, you know, they're doing everything. And one thing you got to look at, Bronx, is that, man, they only got 2 hours a week. They don't have 6 hours or 7 hours like the WWE. They got 2 hours to put this together. And to use the amount of guys that they're using and making all this stuff work, man, you got to take your hat off, TNA.
Yeah. You know, and look, you know, I've said it. Last week's show wasn't the greatest, but my thing is, I'm not going to fault them for that, because you know what? You're not going to hit a home run every freaking week. There's always going to be things you like or you don't like, but I, you know, we tend on this network to give letter grades to shows. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm being completely sincere, I'm not being a TNA mark. I give tonight's show an A. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, me too. And with the King Mo thing, a lot of people don't understand. I mean, the deal with him is to bring name value to Bellator, which they didn't have, and with their jump in 2013 to Spike. So they need that name value. And to create that name value and that crossover appeal, they're using TNA to introduce him first. And then when Bellator comes on, then people can gradually cross over to Bellator from TNA. So this is all going to lead into, you know, more promotional tie-ins. You've already seen, you know, Michael Chandler. You've seen the Bellator announcers, Bellator owner, all have been on TNA Impact in some type of form or fashion. So all this is to promote Bellator to get their ratings up because they only drawing like 180,000 on MTV2. So this is a promotional thing to develop Mo here in a sense. But he's not going to be a full-time wrestler. You know, he may do some special shows. You know, more than likely his next match will probably be Lockdown or something like that. It'll be his next big match. But it's going to be a special occasion thing, guest referee spot, you know, enforcer, whatever, stuff like that. But don't expect him to be world champion. You know, maybe when Rampage get out from the UFC into a former tag team or something real quick. But it's going to be mostly a special occasion thing. And it's just to get Bellator that rub. So that's what the King Mo thing is. But, I mean, he did good in his role. You look all week long, the MMA, all the MMA blogs, all the MMA sites, MMA writers, Mara now, everybody was talking about this debut tonight. Everybody was talking about watching TNA. So I won't be surprised if this was the highest number they did for the summer. So they accomplished what they needed to do, and they're not on the hook for a lot of money because Spike TV put in a lot of money for the contract of King Mo. I got a friend that works on the MMA Uncensored show. So it's not a big investment that TNA is coming out of. It's more of a joint contract with Spike, Bellator, and TNA. So they accomplished everything in this one show. And if the ratings produce anything, and what it did produce all week long, TNA got MMA credibility. And that's something that the WWE gets sometime in a negative way, but TNA gets it in a positive way because they're using a current MMA star that a lot of people like.
Well, wrestling, I'll just say this, wrestling in general, pro wrestling, can't ignore it anymore. I mean, you got Vince bringing in Brock, you know, you got TNA bringing in King Mo, and it's basically wrestling acknowledging that, yeah, this MMA isn't bullshit, they're legitimate competitions, you know what, rather than fight against them, let's do some cross promotion, fuck it. And if TNA's doing that, that's fine with me, you know, maybe you get... You get some, see, my thing is a lot of MMA fans, and if anyone out there listening is one, I don't mean to insult you, and that's not my intention. They just look so down at wrestling. You know, a wrestling fan will watch MMA, but a lot of MMA fans look at, it's like when, you know, Brock first came into UFC, everyone was like, oh, he's a fake wrestler. You know, he's going to get killed. This is bullshit. Motherfucker ended up winning the title in a legitimate sport. So if you can get that cross promotion, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's all about cross promotion, and that's something that Spike TV is doing well right now. Like I said, I mean, I think we're headed to eventually where TNA will get another show because of the ratings, because of the keeping the show live, because the product has been so good. I mean, they're going to have no choice but to give them another hour, man, because you look at what they've been doing. You look at MMA Uncensored Live, the last 3 out of 4 shows they had, it has been tied in with pro wrestling, whether it was Kurt Angle last week, whether it was King Mo Batista, King Mo this week. I mean, they have really tailored their products to promote wrestling and MMA. So when Bellator does come on, you gotta basically think, man, that TNA is going to have an 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 show because there's no way Bellator will start, TNA will start at 7 o'clock. So I think January 2013, man, you will see an hour TNA show to lead Bellator in probably on a Friday or Wednesday night. There's no way you can move Impact to 7 o'clock, man. I just think that would probably kill a lot of the ratings if it started at 7 o'clock. Where what you think? You think that would be possible? Because that's what I'm hearing, that they want to pair TNA up with Bellator, but they couldn't do the 2-hour Impact at 7 o'clock, so they probably would give them a strip-down hour show at 8.
Well, you know, give TNA another hour a week. You know, throw them another hour a week, maybe on a different night. Do it that way. I agree. If you can get one fan base to look at a different product, if you can get some MMA fans to look at TNA, if you can get some TNA fans to look at MMA, do it. But Terrence, I'm going to let you go, my man, because I want to try to get one more call, and then I got an important network announcement I'm going to make. So I'll let you go, man. Thank you so much for calling. You're always one of my faves, man. Take care.
All right, brother. Talk to you next week, man.
Peace. All right, guys. I'm going to take one more phone call, if you'd like to call in, one more call. And if not, I'll give you some network news that is pretty important. But, yeah, some good points made tonight. Excellent calls. I appreciate everybody calling. And, you know, this cross promotion, again, you know, my only worry about it is that you'll bring the wrestling fans to Bellator, but will you bring some of those hard-minded MMA fans to check out wrestling? Will it be a mutually exclusive thing? We'll wait and see. Caller, you're live on TNA Chat Live.
Hey, bro, it's Father. It's L-Train.
What's up, bro?
Hey, I'm glad I'm finally able to catch the show tonight. I'm freaking so far behind on SNS shows the past few weeks. By the time I get back, I'm probably going to be hearing some shows on Internet Dave on it.
Who?
Nice catch to the setup right there. No, but there was a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to ask about TNA tonight, but apparently there was some news that I didn't catch right at the start of the show. What's this whole thing with King Mo? He's not going to be there like around past Bound for Glory or October or something?
Well, from what I understand, I don't follow MMA. I think they're looking at having him maybe getting some more training before he comes in. Maybe he has some other things planned. They're using him as an attraction as of right now. They're using him as an attraction at the pay-per-view. He's going to be the enforcer. Now, again, in just a straight-up street fight, I don't know how you have an enforcer, but he's going to get involved. And, you know, like Terrence said, there's some cross-promotion apparently going on here. MMA is getting a lot more entwined with TNA. I think each company is hoping that one can help the other. And I don't have a problem with that, but will it work? We'll have to wait and see.
So you don't think do you think it could wind up being a whole nother Lashley thing, or do you think this has a pretty good chance of working out, what with the whole TNA followed by MMA Uncensored thing going on?
Well, I mean, what really put it over for me was hearing Mo talk to Trey about wrestling, and he wasn't, you could tell that he's a guy who's a fan. I said this earlier. He's a fan of wrestling. He's not one of those MMA, you know, MMA guys who looks down on it or says it's fake or stuff like that. If he, in his heart, is a fan and really wants to do it, you know, he made a big, you know, no pun intended, impact tonight. I mean, Robert Roode looked at this guy like, okay, I probably shouldn't fuck with him again, you know.
Well, you know, I could see that a little bit. Definitely, just, I mean, you know, you got Mo coming out in his whole cape and crown getup, and you got Robert Roode jawjacking with him, and then Mo would just one straight shove knocks Roode on his ass. It definitely, I think, helped, you know, maintain Mo's presence with his first night there, and I'm pretty sure it should help a lot more with setting up the whole street fight match at Bound for Glory. But Bound for Glory is actually a thing I kind of wanted to talk about a bit more. With what I heard in Pope's call, you know, the whole speculation about a potential big swerve that's going to happen at Bound for Glory, and it does seem like it's something that TNA has really stayed with over the past few years. I mean, 2010, obviously, we had the whole they revelation with Bischoff and Hogan, and the one that surprised the heck out of me, and still, to this day, had me scratching my head going, why the hell would they go that route with the whole heel turn with Hardy? And then last year, even though you couldn't really call it a swerve per se, the whole fact that, you know, we saw Robert Roode versus Angle, and Angle actually went over. I wouldn't call that a swerve, but I do think it was something that, you know, we didn't see coming. And for this year, we've got the whole Aces and Eights thing lined up. And as for potential people who are behind it, you know, obviously we've got Sting and Hogan, and actually Pope brought it up, maybe even potentially Aries, even though that might be a bit of a long shot. I was one of the first people who was thinking after the whole Hardcore Justice event that Bully Ray was a possibility. Do you think it's going to be another kind of swerve with TNA as to where it's going to be somebody that we completely don't expect, somebody completely out of the blue?
Well, I mean, it depends. If it's, you know, somebody who has had nothing to do with the storyline in the last few weeks, then I'd have a problem with it. I mean, if they come out and say, okay, RVD's the leader of Aces and Eights, or, you know, Mr. Anderson's the leader of Aces and Eights, I'll be the first person kicking my computer. You know what I'm saying? But you've got a few guys now who you kind of scratch your head and say, you know, you've got Bully Ray. He's the guy on top right now to be part of this shit. You've got, like Pope said, you got Austin Aries. That's a long shot, but it wouldn't be a complete and utter disaster if it was him. In my mind, if it was Sting, that would be the holy shit moment of the TNA year if they made it Sting.
Well, I see what you're saying there, but wouldn't that kind of tarnish the whole fact that he's going to be the first guy going into their Hall of Fame? I mean, you got the whole night built around him, but throwing him in as the ringleader behind Aces and Eights, for some reason I see like that wouldn't really, that would kind of tarnish it.
True. You make a very good point. I hadn't even thought of that. Just thinking about Bound for Glory, yes, the Hall of Fame ceremony, Sting being inducted, you make a point. You make a very, very valid point, but, you know, we'll see. I'm thinking that they're going to make it make sense, if that makes sense, and have it be Bully Ray. He's going to do something. He was just too babyfacious tonight. I know that's not a word, babyfacious. I just made it up. Babyfacious is word of the night. He was acting kind of babyfacious. You know, when a guy acts heelish, he's heelish. He really put it over to the point where I don't think he had Hogan totally convinced storyline-wise, but I think he left Hogan with no choice. Hey, listen, the guy you just picked is laying bleeding on the freaking pavement outside. Who do you got left but me? I'll do the right thing. I know Sting's. I love the way he said, I know Sting's your brother. And I'm shaking your hand now and telling you I wouldn't double cross your brother. So he cut a brilliant promo, and Bully Ray just keeps impressing me every week.
Well, no, I agree. I mean, his promo skills over the past year, they've gone up significantly, and his in-ring stuff has definitely been impressive. I've been saying that since the start of the year, especially the matches he had with Aries around April and May. Two last other points, and I'll make them quick because I'll try and, you know, I'll just try to do them back to back. Do you think we're going to see, as far as the Knockouts match is concerned at Bound for Glory, do you think we're going to see some sort of revelation that about who Tara's supposed boyfriend might be? Because I heard JJ, I think a week or so ago, bring up, wouldn't it be cool if they bring up the fact that he's, you know, a Hollywood guy and it winds up being John Morrison for some reason. And the second thing is, what kind of way do you think we're going to see the X Division utilize the Bound for Glory? Because I haven't been digging the thing they've been doing with them the past month or so. I mean, last month we had Zema Ion versus Sanjay Dutt in a completely spur of the moment announced thing. We haven't really seen anything storyline wise with them, frankly, since Destination X.
Well, I'll answer your second question first. The thing about the X Division that they need to keep hammering home, and to my knowledge, unless I missed it, they didn't do it tonight, is that next year you'll be able to cash in that title for a world title shot. You know, they need to keep that fresh in our minds. If you keep doing that, and almost treat it as a money in the bank briefcase that you can cash in when the time comes, not whenever you want, but when the time comes, then you can keep importance on that title. Hopefully we will see a next division title match at Bound for Glory. You know, it might be one of those matches they just throw in. I don't like that. I think it should definitely be announced, but that we'll have to see. And to answer your other question, you know, as far as who Tara's boyfriend is going to be, I would think with the IWC that if Morrison was in any type of deal with TNA, it would have been announced some way. But we don't know. I think it's going to just remain a figure on the phone, because the thing is, it's good heel heat for her. It annoys you. You know, this bitch has a match tonight and she's on the phone talking to her man, not getting ready for her match. You know, it's good. It's good heel heat, and I think they're leaving that open-ended. They might introduce who it is if they get a guy to fill the spot, or they might not. You know, that's one of those wait-and-see things.
Well, you know, with the whole Hollywood gimmick, I mean, shoot, for all we know, maybe it's Joey Ryan.
Molly, you never know.
I don't know. I think the important thing that I'm just concerned about is if they do another throwaway, you know, just, you know, spur of the moment announcer for the X Division. I mean, they got away with a good one last month because, you know, with Sanjay and Zema Ion in there, turned out to be a really great match. I'm just hoping they're not gonna, you know, just kind of gloss over the X Division with the fact that Zema Ion's the champion. I think the thing that they're waiting to set up for the biggest payoff of all with him as champion right now is whenever Jesse Sorensen, you know, makes 100% recovery and comes back. But, you know, depending on how many more months that's gonna be. I'm hoping they're going to have other stuff down the pipeline for this, because the X Division is one of my favorite titles in the company. I love all the matches, and I want to see it shown a bit more prominently. I mean, everybody was getting on the TV title not being shown. I mean, we all know how much history the X Division has with TNA, and on the biggest stage that is Bound for Glory, you definitely want to see that represented properly.
I agree. You know, I agree. We'll maybe, you know, they'll throw a match at us next week. You know, we have one more week of Impact before Bound for Glory, so they have time to tie up a few more loose ends. But with that said, I'm getting ready to tie up the show, my brother. So, L Train, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You take care, bro.
All right. I'm going to close the phone lines right now because I have a very important announcement to make. This year, we are nominating four of our top shows that meet the eligibility for the Podcast Awards. Now, the Podcast Awards, something new we're trying this year. We're trying to expand the SNS Radio Network. And the website is www.podcastawards.com. www.podcastawards.com. And right now, we have four shows nominated in different categories. Under cultural and arts, we have Beyond the Bell. Under movies and films, we have the Elite Force Podcast. Under sports, we have Running the Ropes. And yes, folks, believe it or not, obviously, under entertainment, we have Wrestling News Live. Now, there are two other categories, which are People's Choice and Best Produced. Under these categories, you can nominate any of the four shows I just mentioned. But only the four shows that I mentioned, Beyond the Bell, Elite Force Podcast, Running the Ropes, and Wrestling News Live, are eligible. Now, when you go to their site, you fill out a nomination form. You get to submit the nomination form one time only. Nominate as many shows as you can, because submitting one show just doesn't pay. Nominate as many of those as you can. Fill out the nomination form and submit it, and you're done. Only once. But we're going to try to knock these awards out of the ballpark, because on this network, We're known for winning awards. We've won many in the past. Show of the year. New show of the year. Too many to even list. So definitely check out www.podcastawards.com and put your vote in. Help us out, man. One time only. So with that, I'm going to wrap this up. Make sure you check out all the other shows on the network. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern, of course, we have the open book with Sean and I believe a returning Ashley. Over the weekend, check out all the podcasts. Man, there are just too many to even fill a weekend, man. We've got Beyond the Bell, Elite Force Podcast. We've got the Indie Show, I believe, the whole effing Indie Show. If I forgot anybody, man, I'm sorry. It's been action-packed tonight. Tuesday, of course, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain. You can join the owner of the network, Mr. JJ Sexay, and myself for Wrestling News Live. Definitely check that out. No pay-per-view this Sunday, therefore no show. And, of course, next Thursday, I'll be back here, same place, same time. TNA Chat Live, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, for the go-home show to Bound for Glory. Next week, the card will be finalized for Bound for Glory. I'm going to break it down, and I want to hear your opinions on all the matches at Bound for Glory. It's going to be a go-home Impact, and it's going to be a go-home TNA Chat Live. So with that said, thank you so very much. Great show tonight. This is what I want every week. We're running late. I have no problem with that. As long as you guys want to call in, I'll keep it going as long as I can. But the Bronx Father has bills to pay tomorrow. So take care, everyone. Good night. Have a great weekend. This is TNA Chat Live. Only one place, the SNS Radio Network.